Really, you have been hearing about the news in London where the city hits the headlines yet again. Another sickening attack, this time against the Muslim community in an incident which appears to have been inspired by Islamophobia and very much a terrorist incident. A van was driven into worshippers outside Finsbury Park Mosque on Seven Sisters Road in the north of the city just after midnight. 10 people were injured. One person is dead, although it's unclear as to whether they died as a direct result of the attack, as it's believed someone had collapsed on the street and was being given some first aid when the attacker arrived. A 48-year-old man has been arrested and he was shouting apparently in the street when he was being brought down by members of the Muslim faith, who managed to issue a citizen's arrest on him before the police arrived. I want to speak to Barry Weir from Sky News. Barry, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Barry, another sickening attack in London, and there, but for the grace of whichever God people believe in, more people weren't killed.
Yeah, so the latest, just we've had a police update in the last hour. We have 8 people in hospital and 2 others that were treated at the scene, so 10 people injured. We also have one man who's died. There's a little bit of confusion on that because witnesses have said that he was already getting treatment at the scene, so I don't know whether something's happened to him beforehand or he's fainted because it was very hot night last night. So police aren't saying that he has died as a direct result of the attack at the minute, but one man has died certainly during the course of this and 10 people have been injured.
There seems to be no doubt that this was an attack that was aimed at injuring or killing people coming from Finsbury Park Mosque.
It certainly seems that way. Certainly people that we have been talking to afterwards have been saying that the suspect said a number of things afterwards. One claimed that he said, "Kill me," as he was being held to the ground. Another saying that he said that he had done his part. But that's all from people at the scene. And as you know, at these times, people, there's certainly at the very start of this whole incident, people were saying that there was 3 people in the van, and these stories can get very crossed and blown out of all proportion and exaggerated. So all we can definitely say at this point is that one man has been arrested, he's being questioned, and what police have said is that the members of the community showed great restraint in the circumstances, and he's commended them for that because the suspect was held by a number of people, and certainly that situation could very easily have got out of control, but he was held, and apparently an imam came out and made sure that everyone was as restrained as they possibly could be until police could arrive and arrest the suspect.
Back in the likes of 2005, there was a major question mark over Finsbury Park Mosque and some of the people who would have been attending it, and certainly some of those who were attending it were found guilty of terrorist activity. But all of that was turned around, and there is a new controlling board in Finsbury Park Mosque, and it's often been described as the Muslim faith saving a mosque in more recent years.
Well, certainly it has that history and it certainly has that reputation a few years ago. It's something I know that people have worked very hard in the area to get away from and to move on from. And this incident, people were certainly angry in the area last night, and they were angry a little bit at the media, at us, because as it was being treated initially, it was being treated as a serious incident is how it was being described, and police said they were attending a serious incident there, and then that's how the media then reports it. But people in the area were saying, well, this is very obviously a terrorist attack. We've been targeted here, and they went back to something like Westminster and said, you know, you were very quick, or certainly much quicker, to describe that as a terrorist attack. Why aren't you doing the same here?
We know about terrorist attacks in this part of the world, and I suppose locally the story that comes to mind is the early 1980s in Dartley and people worshipping and being attacked and being killed. There's a obvious worry and concern now that seats of worship, whatever faith people are from, could be targets in the United Kingdom.
Well, I was speaking to one representative from the Muslim community who said that this is something that they have been aware of for quite some time. They said there has been a rise in Islamophobic type attacks, that have been certainly increasing in the last few weeks after the other terrorist attacks that we've had in London and in Manchester as well. And he is now calling and says that there should be a police presence outside mosques for this specific incident, because things like this might happen. And it is it's a very tense time, because things like this can very easily get out of control, can't it? So we know from home as well that if one incident happens, then a community goes on the defensive and can expect another incident to happen soon afterwards. So I think everyone over here is just trying to take a step back from this, trying to calm people down, and just hope that there's nothing more, anything like this in the future.
Yeah, so it would be just so sickening and I suppose shocking to see a major police presence or any form of security presence outside churches, generally churches, mosques, synagogues, or wherever people worship.
Well, you wouldn't want to be going down that road at all, you know. So I think another thing we need to talk about is we were just having a conversation here about how relentless the last few weeks has been on people across the country. It has been absolutely non-stop with all these attacks, hasn't it? And I think today, if you look at your news agenda today from a media point of view, we were all thinking there's going to be Brexit talks are going to be the main thing that's been discussed. But if you look and you see the recent attacks, and you had the fire in the Tower last week, which has been absolutely horrific as well, you've got to just take a step back and think about the public services and how police and health services have been put under so much stress in recent weeks. It's really been absolutely non-stop.
Absolutely. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. Barry Weir from Sky News is coming up on 9:15. And contrast that to what we saw in the Holy Lands yesterday. And full credit and well done the sun for coming out and shining yesterday on the people who sat in those streets in the university area. And, you know, the old breaking bread scenario comes to mind. They were dining together, people of a variety of nationalities and faiths and colours. It was just lovely to see last night on the UTV news. And just contrast that to the mindset of the guy driving the van who wants to crash in to people who are coming out of their Muslim celebrations after Ramadan. Just think about the difference in people's minds and how we'll be blessed to nurture the likes of those who were organising and taking part in the Belfast get-together yesterday. And I'm delighted that it turned out to be such a success. If you were there and you want to tell us about it, feel free. 90 90 333 105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.